Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
It's week three of Study Hub, the RTE Radio 1 podcast that aims to give you the tips and tricks to help you do your best in the Leaving Cert. Joining us to preview this week's episode is Study Hub's presenter, Maura Fay. You're very welcome, Maura. What's coming up in Study Hub?
This week, we are looking at higher level maths paper 1, business and Spanish. Kicking off with maths, section B of this paper is really interesting. It's very real world focused. Last year's exam had a question about how much income tax a person was paying, how much their mortgage repayments were, and also how much interest their savings were earning. So very much educating you for real life, Cormac.
Yeah, for sure.
I asked Louise Boylan from Dublin's Institute of Education how students should approach this portion of the exam.
The examiner is expert in making new questions, innovative questions, and really they just need to be sure of all their concepts. And there's often clues in the questions. They need to be sure they read the question very, very carefully, look for the clues in the questions. The examiner is often helping them as they go along, and even sometimes there's text in bold print. I always say to my students, that's the examiner screaming at you there. They want to draw your attention to that. It's just down to practice, but they just have to try as many different types of questions as they can get their hands on, really.
You like students to build up their confidence and then leave doing kind of the tougher questions to the end. Talk to me about that approach.
Yeah, well, I think some students can get hung up on, because there's choice and they're worried about which question should I leave out. And I always say, don't worry about it, because you're going to know. You're going to open up the exam paper, you're going to look at one question and go, nope, not going to do that one. The best thing to do is just open up, look for one that looks approachable, looks familiar. I've seen something like that before, and you can get into it. And you need to start picking up those points very, very quickly. The marking scheme, they need to be very comfortable with the marking scheme, and when they do get into the marking scheme, they'll realise that a lot of the marks are awarded for the early parts of the questions. And as you move down, as the question gets harder and you're going on to a second page of solving an equation, that's only going to be worth a mark or two, because the majority of students aren't going to get there. So don't get yourself in a tizzy over that. Just leave it, move on, pick up the early marks and other questions, and then if you have time at the end, come back and try again.
And that's Louise Boylan from Dublin's Institute of Education. Maura, those doing business for the Leaving Cert, any tips here?
Well, last year's paper featured a lot of topical references, things like the clothing brand Fourth Arc, rising insurance premiums, even RTE got a mention. I asked Gavin Duffy of 360 Grinds if students should pay attention to things that are happening in the business news. Perhaps even tariffs might get a mention on this year's paper.
Yeah, like the media definitely helps. Like definitely you've seen over recent years that papers reflect stuff that's going on in the world around students, and the examiner would definitely be keen on students having a great idea of what's happening in the business world. So for tariffs, for example, last year there was a short that covered embargo and quotas. So students could certainly see a long question around like forms of protectionism, and tariffs would fall under that, or could fall under opportunities and challenges of international trade for Irish business in a non-EU market. So that's a question that came up before. So definitely keep an eye on newspaper and media is handy. But I suppose the main place that students pick up marks in the business paper is just keywords and key content. So I wouldn't be prioritising it at all. It can kind of be handy just to make certain things click in your brain and understand concepts. But ultimately, on exam day, you're just going to have to put in good solid keywords that are kind of based on the course from your textbooks and your notes. And that's what's going to win prizes on the day. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Gavin Duffy of 360 Grinds. Finally, Maura, we know the oral exams are coming up. Any advice for Spanish especially?
Yeah, so Spanish is becoming a really popular Leaving Cert subject. In 2023, over 7,500 students sat the Spanish exam. In comparison, just over 6,000 students did German. I think French is still the most popular language, over 14,000 students sitting that exam. I spoke to Katie Lenehan from the Dublin Academy about what you should do in a situation when you're in your oral exam and you're not quite sure what the examiner is asking you.
Because I think there is a little rumour going around the sixth years across the country that if you don't understand something, it's like immediate fail, right? Which is a lie, okay?
Fake news.
Yes, exactly. But anyway, so the point of that is, right, so let's say if you go in and the examiner says something and maybe they use a word that isn't in your vocabulary. What I would say to the sixth years is ask the examiner to either repeat the question or ask them if they can ask you that question in a different way. Or can they slow down a little bit and try and kind of, I don't know, initiate the fact that like you need a little bit of help, right? Because to me, I would way rather take that 10 seconds to help you understand the question so that you can answer the question correctly. Versus, for argument's sake, if you just went off one word in the question and you weren't 100% sure what I was asking you, that you'd end up wasting 2 minutes of your oral exam answering something incorrectly, which is going to hinder the marks that you get. So have a sentence for, can you repeat the question, please? Could you slow down, please? Could you ask me that in a different way? And in a similar vein, if you feel like you have made a mistake or you've recognised that you've made a mistake, or like if the examiner starts doing like a weird hand gesture or something, you know, don't freak out again. That's them trying to say, like, if you can fix this, you know, let's fix it. Learn a sentence to say, oh, sorry, I made a mistake.
Very good advice from Katie Lenehan there. Come here to me before I let you go, Maura. Where can people get the Study Hub podcast?
So episode 3 is now available wherever you get your podcast. And we're also on YouTube, and we've lots of clips on TikTok. On next week's Study Hub, Cormac, we are discussing paper 2 of higher level maths, geography, and your Grá Gaeilge.
Oh, fantastic. I really look forward to that. They're all my Grá, actually. Maths, geography, and Gaeilge. So I look forward to that. Maura Faye, thank you very much indeed for that.